independent wrestling is pretty damn fucking cool.
We're sitting down in the spotlight and squared circle with Rhino.
We're trying to bring more awareness to the independent professional wrestling scene.
Undoubtedly thankful for anybody that just decided to tune in and actually liked us enough to keep listening.
You're tuned into a show of such thermonuclear awesomeness, your head might just implode into another quantum universe. That's right, it's Grapple Talk, the universal cure for boredom. Featuring Nicholas Ragnar, A.C. Riley, and Jesse Von Ruden. Stick around, you don't know what is going to be coming out of their mouths.
Welcome into Grapple Talk, ladies and gents. How's everybody doing on this fine... whatever it is you're listening to this, episode number 98, two away from the big hundo, and today, Jesse Von Ruden, A.C. Riley, having ACW preview show number two, because we had one last week, so.
Yeah, we had, we're doing a two-part ACW hype package for the upcoming two-year anniversary, because, you know, two episodes for 2 years, if that makes sense. It doesn't really, but still, having a lot of fun doing that.
Sense.
We talked with Dylan and Josh last week. We're talking some of the ACW talent this week. It'll be a good time.
Hey, I got a question. Are you really psyched for the show because you're wearing your ACW shirt? You got your hair all, you know, pompadoured up. You got your goatee like you're ready to go wrestling.
I'm pretty excited. I decided, you know, when I was heading down here today, I was just like, what shirt can I wear? And I saw the ACW one just waiting in the dresser, and I'm like, I got to wear that.
So
today.
You were basically walking around without a shirt on, and then you decided to turn around and actually get a shirt and start wearing a shirt?
No, I had shirts on earlier today. But
shirts?
I multiple? No, I had one shirt on earlier today when I was going to class and everything, and then I changed because I saw the ACW shirt in my dresser, and I was like, got to wear the ACW shirt for Grapple Talk this
week.
You're
going to be involved in a big match during that show, the big eight-man tag. You're teaming
big
up with the real A-listers to take on, the Dream Police and Flex Appeal. That's going to be a pretty good one.
It's going to be a huge match. It'll be a great match, and it'll be a great show, ACW, this Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge show, guys. Obviously, lots of matches happening there, plus Brian Myers, Tommy Dreamer making appearances for the two-year anniversary show.
Dreamer was on Raw this past week.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean... not going to get much bigger than that, but we got to talk about some upcoming shows before we get there.
Here are some featured shows that are appearing in the Midwest area.
Freelance Wrestling this Friday at the Bottom Lounge, which would be 1375 West Lake Street in Chicago, Illinois. Freelance Wrestling Championship will be on the line as... oh, man, you know, guys, this is what I really hate. I really hate pronouncing stuff in Spanish, so... Isaias Velasquez, the champion with Coach Joe. That's pretty easy. We'll be taking on Sugar Dunkington. The fans bring the presence match as the Eagle, Robert Anthony. We'll be taking on Kenny Sutra with Coach Joe as well. So hopefully they bring some really cool gifts. I know Star Wars is pretty big right now. There'd probably be a lot of Star Wars gifts as well.
Makes sense.
You're going to see a great triple threat match as Dick Justice will be taking on Darren Corbin and a special treat from the Oriya. I believe that's Kikaruto, or maybe he's a Japanese fellow who dresses up as a doll. It's a pretty good gimmick. You're going to love it. Plus, Colt Cabana be teaming up with Grado to take on the four-star heroes. The show starts at 10 p.m. It's a late show, but hey, guess what? Admission is only 15, and it's first come, first serve for seating, so make sure you get there early so you don't miss any of the action.
Oh, it's a 10 p.m. start?
Yeah. And, of course, the pre-show will consist of a live The Art of Pro Wrestling podcast with Colt Cabana.
Cool.
So you want to make sure you get there early so you can actually enjoy that as well. So, you know, if you're tired and kind of worried about making a bell time at 7 p.m. on a Friday night, make sure you actually hit up Freelance Wrestling at 10 p.m. bell time. It's going to be a good time, folks.
Definitely. I mean, it was really great that they were able to still put the show on because the Abbey Pub burned down, so it was great that they could find...
Man, what's up with venues burning down?
I don't know, man, but I mean, it was great that they could still bring on the great wrestling product that Freelance offers. You know, there wasn't a matter of, oh, we can't find a venue, so we're, you know, SOL, sorry, guys. But it's great that... you know, they got the new location, and hopefully they have a great show. And it sounds like it's going to be a great show.
Oh, it should be.
Another great show.
Sorry, guys. My alarm just went off.
Oh, hey, that's okay. That's your good show alarm, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That was perfect timing. IWA Mid-South is this Friday.
Coming from this guy over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This Friday, IWA Mid-South at the Colgate Gym, 230 East Montgomery Avenue in Clarksville, Indiana. Rematch for the IWA World title as former best friends and tag partners champion John Way Murdoch takes on the former champ Reed By God Brentley. Grudge match as the returning...
You gotta say it. By God!
By God!
Reed! By God! Brentley. Also in a grudge match, the returning Lee Byford takes on the returning Hood Ninja Isaiah. Rematch from the Young Guns tournament, the Iron Demon Shane Mercer takes on the sports entertainer Nick Depp. with Lucci DeVille.
Nice.
Oh. I think I got the worst name with all the pronunciations of names. I think you got off easy.
Hey, man, that's the show you wanted.
That's true. I did. Hell Day's Deathmatch will be in action as well. J.C. Rotten will be taking Better Than Average Dewey Barnes. Show starts at 8, a bit of a late start, but definitely not as late as Freelance. But still, show starts at 8. It'll be a good time.
It's not a school night.
It's not a school night, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's a Friday night. That's when you're supposed to be having a good time for the weekend, kicking things off right. Tickets are $15 for a floor seat, $12 for general admission, and kids 13 and under actually get $3 off, so they can come in for $9. So it'll be exciting.
All right, guys, moving on to Saturday. Obviously, one of the bigger shows this area has to offer. Blizzard Brawl going down at the Waukesha County Expo Center. That is one. Is that me that keeps hitting my mic?
No, that was me. I'm sorry.
Oh, 1000 Northview Road. Lots and lots and lots of stars going to be there. ECW Original, Tommy Dreamer making the trip from Oshkosh to the Waukesha County Expo Center to take on the GLCW champion, Al Snow. Next up, you got a grudge match that's been going on for quite some time. GLCW owner Dave Hero will be taking on the TNA star Abyss with the company on the line. They had a pretty nice 15-minute promo package kind of building up what this match was all about on the GLCW Facebook page. So check that one out if you want to know the backstory behind that. I watched it, and lots riding on this matchup. Sadist will be there taking on Rough Crossing, who will be managed by Armando Estrada. Mm. So you got another big one-on-one matchup there. Huge opportunity for both Sadist and Rough Crossing. Always love seeing those guys on these big cards. And then you have one lady we know pretty well, GLCW Ladies Champ, Melanie Cruz, taking on Katie Forbes. Show starts at 7 p.m., so based on those two shows, it's kind of an early start when actually this is probably the more regular start that we see. Tickets on sale right now at blizzardbrawl.com. That's blizzardbrawl.com for Blizzard Brawl 11. Say Blizzard Brawl 10 times fast.
I'm not going to.
Why don't you guys ever like taking part in fun competitions?
Say Blizzard Brawl 11 times because it's Blizzard Brawl.
Blizzard Brawl, Blizzard Brawl, Blizzard Brawl, Blizzard Brawl, Blizzard Brawl, Blizzard Brawl. See? It's tough. And that wasn't me just.
I would eat a Blizzard 11 times faster than any other human being, though.
I don't know.
That's a lot of brain
like
freeze,
like a DQ
man.
Blizzard?
Yeah. I'd be like,
I doubt
you
that
okay?
You would do that.
I could.
You would have a terrible brain freeze.
That would be great.
Mm-mm. Doubt it.
You know, it's great, though. There's so many good shows happening this weekend. You want to make sure you check us out on Facebook, on the Twitters, on the website, and all that jazz. I mean, River City Championship Wrestling's got a huge show coming up on Friday night as well. Guys, it's a good time to be a wrestling fan, especially on the indie scene.
That's definitely right. We just heard that RCCW, got to put this out there, they'll be booking Robbie E., a TNA star, so he'll be there on Friday. So, you know, if you've ever wanted to see Robbie E. in action, hit up the La Crosse area because he will be making a sort of a surprise appearance. I mean, he just, you know, we found out he's coming in today, and apparently he's going to sort of issue an open challenge, so that should be pretty interesting. And then, obviously, guys, we also do have ACW coming up, which is going to be a huge show as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, ACW's coming up. We didn't preview that because we're going to be talking with a ton of the ACW talent this week, Spotlight and Squared Circle. So we're going to really be getting the preview in a compilation of the Spotlight interview. So we're giving you a fourth Spotlight coming up in the Spotlight.
That was
I don't
wow.
Yeah, that threw me off a little bit.
I
how can we follow that?
Before we let AC Riley continue talking, we're going to take a break. We'll hear some from
good idea.
Now I can't talk either. Now you need to finish it off. And
well, folks, let's just take a commercial break because we're going to come back with some of the fine talent from ACW after this. It's probably going to be some cheesy, like, you know, middle of the road rock song that could be a montage in a movie.
Nice.
Yes. Don't give up on your dreams. Power chord, power chord. No one will believe in you. Power chord, power chord. You're not going to add lyrics to that?
That was so terrible that you just made me into stone for 5 seconds.
I'm glad. I got you that hard with my terrible music.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
This is Stacey Shadows.
We've said it numerous times that Stacey Shadows is one bad bitch.
And you're listening to Grapple Talk, the best indie wrestling podcast right now known to man.
Thank you. the water, trying to crook his tongue. Like the king finds no peace, his work is never done. Night falls, smoke on the water, darkness closes in. Cold white hand in the deep will drown you for your sins.
There's a couple of things I really, really like. I like to hurt people, and I like grapple talk. So I'm going to keep listening.
Hi, this is Corey from Independent Wrestling Apparel. Are you an independent wrestler trying to get t-shirts made or hosted online for sales? Visit us at independentwrestlingapparel.com or email us at indiewrestlingapparel@gmail.com and find out how you can get sponsored today. Are you a fan looking to get a shirt from your favorite independent wrestler? Visit our website at www.independentwrestlingapparel.com today and purchase your shirt of your favorite independent wrestler.
Hey, Grapple Talk listeners, this is Chris from Spot Monkey Media. Are you a professional wrestler, a promoter, a business owner? Spot Monkey Media is graphic design for the wrestling professional. We offer design services for t-shirts, event posters, 8x10s, logos, and even ring gear. But if you're not in the wrestling business, we work outside the ropes. Go to spotmonkeymedia.com for more information. Spot Monkey Media, create your legacy.
Hey everybody, it's me, Darren Corbin.
I've always gotten the question, why do I not do my own podcast? Well, I've branched out and I've tried to do Wrestling Reflections and the Wrestlers Brewing Movie Letter, plus my promos that I flood your feed with all the time. And the number one reason is, when it comes to podcasts, everyone can always find a way to hear myself talk, and there's numerous podcasts out there, but I want to give my endorsement to one very special one. and that'd be Grapple Talk, that covers a lot of the Midwest independent wrestling highlights. See, a lot of the local Midwest wrestlers are the spotlight of the Squared Circle hosts, and that would be Nick Ragnar, Jesse Von Ruden, and AC Riley. And every week on iTunes or Podbean, you can catch their podcast. So I just want to give them a shout out. So if you're asking me why I don't do podcasts and you're maybe looking for my opinion, check them out for all your podcast needs and take a look and keep supporting independent wrestling in the Midwest.
It's Spotlight in the Squared Circle.
Well, this week in the Spotlight Squared Circle, part two of our ACW hype for the upcoming second year anniversary. We are sitting down first with Seth Gambino. And Seth, thank you for joining us this week.
Pleasure to be back, fellas. How's everyone doing?
Doing good. All right. Yeah, you know, right. A little heartbroken. Yeah. You know.
A little heartbroken? What are you heartbroken for?
I'm just heartbroken.
Just heartbroken.
Yeah.
Are you heartbroken, Seth?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Well, I mean, it's a pretty exciting time because this Friday celebrates 2 years of ACW, and this is something that you've been a part of, I believe, since virtually day one, correct?
I have. We main evented the first show for ACW at Timbuktu 2 years ago against the Beer City Bruisers, and it's gone a little bit, gone over a little bit of an underhaul over the last couple of years, but some of the faces still remain the same. A lot of the crowd, even though it's grown quite a bit since Timbuktu days, but love being a part of it, love being something to do in the community of Oshkosh. I'm a proud Oshkonian, so I think it's great to give something back to the city.
Now, obviously, Seth, you're a huge part of the show. I mean, you help a lot behind the scenes as well, and I mean, you're obviously one of the biggest fan favorites that we've ever seen come through Oshkosh. You make Oshkosh go weird, I think is what the term is, right? Correct.
So yes.
What is it like for you to be a part of something like that, knowing that, you know, this has just come full circle? I mean, it seems like every time we're at the Masonic Center, it's standing room only. How cool is that, just to be a part of this sort of revolution going on in the east side of Wisconsin?
I think it's great. It's really like an honor to be able to say, like, we helped lay the groundwork for like a whole, you know, new revolution in Wisconsin professional wrestling. And everybody had said Oshkosh is dead. I've been around since Bruce City ran it a couple of years ago, and then me and someone else ran it. And we kind of had a good idea of what we were doing. We were drawing good crowds. We made some bad decisions. He wanted out. And then Dylan and Josh took over and enlisted a couple of the guys who helped the first promotion run behind the scenes to kind of help with the talent aspect or the wrestling aspect of things. And just to see how much it's grown to, you know, it was a lot of fans that we were able to recognize, and now there's more and more people who I've never seen before at shows. I've been recognized at Walgreens. I've been recognized walking my dog on the street. It's cool because, like, I'm just a normal dude, but to see people come up to me and, like, have such excitement over what I do on weekends is great. And I don't wrestle as much as I used to, but, like, to be able to do it in front of my hometown, in front of my family and friends, and, like, a bunch of awesome people is awesome.
So how many times
when you're really, really cool?
How many times when you're walking your dog or going to the grocery store do people just throw streamers at you?
Not as much as they should. I got a lot of people screaming at me when I have my headphones on and I take Buddy out for a walk, and like, he just thinks all the attention's about him, which you know, it probably should be. But like, I have people riding their bikes yelling at me, "You need to get your tag titles back," or like, "You need to kick some ass." Well, I swear on this, right?
Yeah, you're fine.
That's what I already did. Get our tag titles back and, like, you know, beat the crap out of the Gust Fire. So I sometimes forget, like, that's a whole part of my life. And just be like, "Are you talking to me?" Oh, I'm like, "Oh, yeah." And the first time I see people yelling and waving their arms, I'm just like, "What's that freaking out about?" It's like, you know, my real name is the same as my wrestling name, so people just start yelling back. I'm like, "Well, this guy's money. You know, and this guy's talk with me." And then he goes, "Hey, man, like, we love what you do. It's awesome to watch." So it's fun to just run into people, like, just in a normal setting and kind of feel like a celebrity.
Definitely. So, I mean, you've seen promotions come and go, as you mentioned, in Oshkosh. So what's that like to have ACW not only, you know, stick around in that area for 2 years, but it's outgrown its venue, you know, multiple times, because you guys, you know, started off in Timbuktu, you outgrew that. Now
they outgrew it because the place burnt down.
Well, I mean, still the idea that each venue is that you had to move, and most of the time, not all of them burned down, but at the same time,
they set the place on fire, though.
I mean, they definitely have done that, but not literally.
But
I mean, like, the Elks Lodge, for example, that didn't set on fire, but you got so many fans in there that you had to move to the Masonic Center. And even now, it's looking to be at the point that you're starting to get to that max capacity. So what's that like to know that ACW has come and it's stayed there?
I think it's awesome to know that our first show, we almost had to turn people away. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of wrestling promoters and wrestling shows fudge the numbers, and we've never had to. And I'm not going to name names or start fights with anybody. But, like, it's really cool to be a part of something so big where every show just seems to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And we've never had, like, a name. Not every show is, like, a big blow-off. Not every show has something crazy. We don't do shows that we feel are throwaway. We never have, like, had a throwaway match on a card. Mm-hmm. Every match means something. Every talent in the locker room, every auxiliary talent, the security guards all have a role. They're all very, very important and equally as important as the person before them. And it's the first locker room that I can say in a long time, a couple others are starting to feel like that now, where it's like a family orient, like it's family oriented. It's like everybody's friends and everybody gets along. It's not clicky. Everybody just like hangs out together. These are people I would hang out with outside of wrestling shows. So it's cool to know that like you can walk in and sit down and talk to anybody in that locker room and not feel weird. Like everybody gets along with everybody else. Everybody's really cool. You know, you guys are at shows. You've seen it. You've been a part of it.
Oh, it's definitely
true. How many promotions can say they can go pack an afterbus and have 45 people holding hands and screaming the back people?
Well, it's not even like the after party for the show. It starts with the pre-show party, like the day before, where you guys just go all buck wild and crazy. And that's coming up here probably, what, you guys going to do that Thursday night as well?
Thursday night, the Varsity Club in Oshkosh, if anyone from Oshkosh is listening, Brian Myers is actually going to be in the house.
Oh, cool.
It's a fun time. I'm going to the karaoke for sure. Last time I had a final at school the next day, and I had to stay out till bar closed singing. I think we sang Vanessa Carlton and some other weird stuff. Passed my final, hungover, looked like hell, went and did a ladder match. That weekend was just crazy. Mm-hmm. It was like one of my favorite weekends ever. Like, so many reasons. Not even all wrestling-related, but just best weekend I've had in a long time.
Well, you got a big 8-man matchup coming up here on Friday. Give us a little bit of the lowdown for that one.
First time ever in ACW, we are doing an 8-man tag match. It's us, the Dream Police, you know, Oshkosh's favorite sons, and Flex Appeal, Jordy Lee, and Pornstash against the real A-listers Justin Dredd and Brock Hall and the Gus Fyre. So we want to get our hands on the Gus Fyre. They kind of screwed us out of those tag titles in the ladder match. And we have the luck of going into a tag match with partners we don't really have a problem with. The Gus Fyre and the Real A-listers tried to kill each other in September. We have no issue with Jordy and Pornstash. It'll be fun to tag with them. They're goofy. We're goofy. We're kind of a little pissed off right now, so we'll have to see.
So for somebody that maybe, you know, you want to convince to come to the show on Friday, maybe hasn't been to an ACW show yet, doesn't know what it's all about, tell us why you know, a wrestling fan in the Oshkosh area should make the trip down to the Masonic Center.
How many times can you say you're going to see Tommy Dreamer, Brian Myers, a ton of great local talent, and you get to throw streamers into the ring?
Well, you can say it a bunch of times,
I'd go just based off the streamers alone.
Definitely. So, I mean, speaking of the streamers, though, I mean, how did that really come to fruition with ACW? Because, I mean, when you guys hit the ring, that's when the streamers come out. No other matches. But how did you guys become associated with streamers in ACW?
It started as a joke, as a rib on a wrestler who went to Japan and got kicked off the tour right away.
Oh, gosh.
So we had people start throwing streamers for us, and it kept growing and growing and growing. And the first couple ACW shows, we would do pre-tape promos and talk about Streamer 101. Mm-hmm. Where we would tell people when to throw the streamers and how, and just kind of give them the synopsis of, like, you know, when we get the ring, you can throw them. Don't throw them during any other matches. Don't throw them at people. Don't throw them when the matches actually happen. Be respectful. But the minute we step in between those ropes, go crazy. And they do. And, like, now it's to the point where that's one of the most, like, expected and fun parts of the show. Is, you know, we come out and, like, streamers go flying, and the amount of streamers we sell every show is getting higher and higher and higher, and I'm surprised. Like, I love it. I wasn't ever sure it was going to catch on as big as it has, but, like, it's kind of cool to be known for things outside of, like, wrestling moves, where, like, hey, they're the streamer guys, or hey, they're the funny guys. So it's cool. It's a lot easier toll on your body when you can get that kind of reaction and not really have to hurt yourself to do it.
I think what was really funny, you know, speaking of the streamers and how much streamers are sold, I remember at the last ACW show, we were at the after party, and then when you were getting drinks, you know, you just pulled out this giant stack of cash, and you're like, this is literally just the money that I made from streamers today. And it was just, was an insane amount. Like, I think everybody...
Stripper money.
It was stripper money. It was, and you didn't... You kind of did the same motions, I guess, as a stripper, but, you know, you didn't have to feel as dirty because you were just getting streamers to
versus
other things.
Nobody was putting those dollars in my singlet, so. If they wanted to, maybe, but nobody's asked. I don't have any bucks down my tree.
That's a different weekend gig, right?
Yes. That's a different stuff.
Awesome, man. Well, before we let you go, how do people get a hold of the Dream Police, and can they get tickets for ACW?
Talk to any of the talents on the ACW roster, message to ACW Facebook page directly. House of Heroes has pre-sale tickets available. You need to contact the Dream Police. You can find us either on Twitter or Facebook, like the Dream Police fan page, or find me under my real name, Seth Wachowski, or Seth Gambino. Any questions about the Dream Police, feel free. I'll gladly answer them. You want to talk hair and beards? We can do that. You want to talk hairstyles? You want to talk curling irons? We can do that. And if you want to talk like hipster nostalgia, I'm cool for that too.
Cool. So if we saw you on the street and yelled at you, I'd be like, hey, Seth, you got tickets? You going to have tickets on you?
I usually do at all times.
Oh, yes.
You never know.
Well, fantastic. Seth Gambino, part of the Big 8-Man Tag this Friday, ACW number 10. Stick around for more Grapple Talk. More spotlights coming up next.
Gene, we are in the Twin Cities, and baby, we're looking good. Woo! Mean! Woo! My God! We're in Hoosier country tonight, baby! Woo! Mean! Woo! My God! Gene! Columbus! Ohio! Worldwide!
You're listening to Grapple Talk, keeping you up to date on Midwestern independent wrestling.
And we are live! Woo!
Great interview with Seth Gambino. We're now sitting down with Adam Grace of ACW as well. Adam, thank you for joining us this week.
Thank you for having me.
So, Adam, one of the things that we want to talk to you about is that you've been here, you really got your career started with ACW, and that's something that Dylan and Josh had plugged to us last week, was you got to talk to Adam Grace because his career started with ACW. So what's that like to really have that origin story with a company that now is 2 years old?
Oh, it's definitely awesome. I have I've been a part of every ACW show. Actually, my first day of training at ACW's first show 2 years ago, so it's also kind of a two-year anniversary for me. But it's definitely cool to see where ACW started at somewhat of a dive bar in Oshkosh with maybe 100 people there too. 2 years later at the Masonic Center, you know, with 350 people there, it seems every show. So it's definitely been a hell of a ride, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Now, Adam, I got to ask you, as a guy that's only been in the business for a couple of years, it's got to be kind of almost euphoric when you're able to come out to the ring. And, I mean, you, honestly, I think, guys, you could agree with me, gets one of the biggest pops that anybody gets.
Oh, no question.
ACW.
No question.
In a building that sometimes, you know, could have somewhere around 500 people. What's that kind of like for you, I guess, you know, coming out to the ring and just knowing that you have this support from these giant crowds? I mean, what's that like, you know, just being a young guy in the ring?
Oh, that's crazy. I never thought, you know, being as new as I am, that I would ever get such a reaction so early on. Obviously, being from the city that ACW runs in helps quite a bit. I typically sell 30 to 40 tickets every show, so it's awesome to be able to wrestle in front of so many friends and family in Oshkosh. And I think with my friends and family being so loud, the rest of the crowd kind of caught on. And it is crazy, though. It seems like I can say anything, and I'll get a reaction from them.
You know, a lot of people call you the golden child of ACW. Like, does that put any additional pressure on you when you go out there and perform?
A little bit. I've been called that, yeah. I want to impress the higher-ups, I guess you could call them, of ACW, Dylan and Josh. I feel like I add more pressure onto myself because I want to impress them. I have people who only get to see me wrestle once or twice a year, you know, family and all that. So it's definitely the butterflies get a little bigger in Oshkosh than other places, but I love it. I couldn't imagine not doing it, so I love it.
You ever get so nervous you almost vomit before a match?
That's only happened to me once, and that
really?
Was at my that was my debut. I got pretty nervous there.
Wow, was it one of those things where you remembered exactly what you ate too, or not?
It wasn't quite that extreme.
Did you have mom's spaghetti?
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. I got stuff
you deserve.
So one thing that we talked to Seth about this as well, Adam, is that you know because you're from the area where ACW runs, you're from Oshkosh. You know, Seth, you know, he'll be walking his dog, he'll be going to the grocery store, and he has people walk up to him and recognize him from the shows. Now I got to ask, going to school in Oshkosh, living in Oshkosh, having the show in Oshkosh, has that happened to you yet? Do you have people come up to you and you're like, hey man, hey, Adam Grace, man, I love your matches.
Actually, that has happened to me a couple times. It happened to me once at the YMCA in Oshkosh. I was actually leaving, and I think a couple kids came in. They were, I think, hockey players or something. They had recognized me, and they asked for a picture, so that was kind of cool. And then another time, actually, of all places in Oshkosh, was at Rock USA, which is crazy because there's, 60,000 people there, and for someone to recognize me was pretty cool. I don't know if he was from Oshkosh, if he'd seen me elsewhere. But that was a pretty cool time, too.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I think I talked to you at the last show. Like, my sister obviously goes to school in Oshkosh, and when I was visiting her once, I saw dudes walking around campus with Adam Grace T-shirts on, and I was like, those dudes are they going to the show tonight? Like, that's so weird. I mean, what's it kind of like just having that following on campus? I mean, have you been sitting in class yet and just saw a guy? It's like, that dude's wearing my shirt over there.
Yeah, I love the fact that I am in the dorms, and I do wrestle because I am introducing our product to people who have never even watched WWE ever. So that's like ACW is the only wrestling they know. It's funny because a lot of people in the dorms, they don't even call me by my real name. They just call me Adam. So that's kind of funny. Sometimes I forget to respond to it. But it definitely is a cool thing. I didn't charge them for the shirts because, they bought tickets. So I was like, oh, you guys can have a free shirt. But from now on, if anyone from the dorms is listening to this, $10.
I think like the next goal, this would be fantastic if it happened. Is that you're talking to your professor, right? And you're like, hey, can I get an extension on my paper because I had a long weekend and I'm trying to get this stuff done. Hey, no problem. I know that you went through that table and I'm sure that you're a little bit of pain. So we'll give you a little bit of extension because that was a great match and I just loved it. So take all the time you need.
I'm gonna use that next time I need to.
So we got a big show here this upcoming Friday for the second year anniversary. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing this Friday.
I am in the finale, the Scrambler finale. It's me, Mario, and Stacy Shadows. Back in February, I actually beat you, AC Riley.
Yeah, you did.
Sorry, I had to plug that at least once, right? We had a series of scrambler matches leading up to the show, and the three winners, which is me, Mario, and Stacy, we get put into this triple threat, and the winner gets a trophy, but the trophy is also sort of like a money in the bank situation where they can cash it in for a title shot. So hopefully I can get the trophy and then get the gold after that.
What are you going to do with the trophy then? So if you win it, you take it back to the dorms. What are you going to do with it?
I think we'll have a few beverages out of the cup.
Oh, so it's actual
nice.
Like a Lord Stanley Cup
yeah.
type of trophy. Wow.
Does he want to add anything? Or?
No. Yeah, I thought he was going to add something after that laugh. Like, yeah, man, I was going to kiss that trophy too, and like take it out to dinner.
No, I'm sorry. I really couldn't understand what you said there.
Oh, that's okay. I mumble a lot, though. But like Adam, though, it's like this could be an interesting match. It's probably the first time you're taking on Stacy Shadows. Maybe the first time you're taking on Mario too. I mean, two different styles right there. You're going to have your hands full, man.
Yeah, it actually is my first time ever working Mario. This will be my fourth time working Stacy, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I actually worked her one-on-one in ACW in June.
Okay.
So I'm a little bit more familiar with her, but yeah, I've never worked Mario, so that'll be interesting.
So going back here really quick, so you're celebrating 2 years along with ACW celebrating 2 years. What's it like to have guys like Dylan and Josh, and then on top of that have an entire locker room that has that giant brotherhood connection. What's that like to essentially be able to grow up with a company like that and have you be able to grow and learn?
It's awesome. The locker room is very close-knit. There's never any drama with any of the boys in the back. Everyone is very respectable to each other. I feel like I myself have gotten, you know, better as well as ACW has, you know, along the 2 years. Like, ACW is very small and not really heard of ever in Oshkosh back in December 2013, and neither was I. Fast forward 2 years later, ACW is freaking awesome, and I'm not calling myself freaking awesome, but I definitely have improved since then.
Well, you definitely have, and I guess last but not least, I got to ask you, man, you are still pretty new into the business. Big match on Friday. How do you prepare before a match? What do you do behind the curtain before you get ready to go out and do your thing in the ring?
I still get pretty nervous before every match. In my body, I don't know why, but it tends to like overheat, so I'm constantly spraying myself with cold water.
Okay.
And then I just kind of pace back and forth as my music is kind of leading into the intro. Notice to get ready, and then, especially in Oshkosh, it's, you know, they say Adam Grace on the mic, and the crowd just blows up, and then it's showtime there, and I love it.
Fantastic. Well, Adam, thanks for joining us on Gravel Talk. I think we got to have you on, you know, for maybe a spotlight just on Adam Grace here pretty soon,
Definitely.
We've been trying to get you on, and I think, this is unfortunately our first time is talking about ACW, but hopefully next time we can talk just about Adam Grace.
Yeah, for sure, man. That'd be awesome.
So, really quick, before I let you go, Adam, how do people get a hold of you on social media? And as you've already said, shirts are $10, right?
They are $10. I do not have a Facebook page yet, but I am on Twitter. It's @AGraceOfficial, @AGraceOfficial. Give me that follow, and I'll more than likely follow you back. So.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You can follow Adam Grace on Twitter, as he mentioned. He'll be there this Friday in that finals for the Scrambler match. Adam Grace on Grapple Talk. We'll be right back with more right after this.
For the latest pro wrestling news, keep it locked to www.gerweck.net. Gerwick.net. Pro wrestling since 1997.
Ryan Yanishadis here from the Ringside Report to remind you to watch the Ringside Report every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. on YouTube. Brandon McGrath and I discuss WWE, TNA, and the local independent scene. Go to youtube.com/RB Enterprises. That is the Ringside Report, your front row seat to all things wrestling.
What's up, guys? This is professional wrestler Rennie D.
And this is Travis Dirty Mester.
We're the hosts of The Pencil, the professional wrestling podcast every Tuesday.
On iTunes, YouTube, Podbean, and Stitcher.
We bring you guests from the WWE, TNA, and all the major independent wrestling promotions around the world.
Follow us on Twitter @PencilPodcast or on the World Wide Web, PencilPodcast.com.
Hey, this is the real Brock Hall. You want to get your reality check? Check out Grapple Talk.
Pro Wrestling Roundtable Slam, PWR Slam, every Wednesday night on Blog Talk Radio on the Evolution Radio Network, 9 Eastern, 8 Central Standard. PWR Slam, leading the pro wrestling radio revolution with a new evolution by bringing you the stars of yesterday, the stars of today, and the stars of tomorrow, and all the other news and happenings you need to know in the world of professional wrestling. Find us on Facebook, PW Roundtable, or on Twitter, PWR Slam. See you Wednesdays.
Hi, this is the Minnesota Madman, Doug Meyer, host of the wrestling podcast on the DVM Podcast Empire.
One Ball Radio.
We recap Raw, NXT, Ring of Honor, and other shows of the week. We interview wrestlers, go back in time with this week in wrestling history, and we go, hey, whatever it happened to? Check us out on iTunes or DVMPE.com.
Tune into the Indie Power Rankings reveal every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio, Filling the Void Radio Network. You can also subscribe to Filling the Void Radio Network on iTunes. Give a follow to the Indie Power Rankings on Twitter @IndiePowerRankin, no GS, Instagram @IndiePowerRankings, on Facebook, facebook.com/IndiePowerRankings. You can also go to the website where you can see the top 10 for the week, the tag team top 5, anything else independent wrestling related, IndiePowerRankings, IPR.wordpress.com.
Hey, this is Raging Nathan Gust. You are listening to Grapple Talk, where they are raging 25-8.
Guys, can you tell how excited I am actually to be in Oshkosh for ACW this Friday?
Yeah, a little bit. You're kind of hard to read, actually, so not really, but
I got a good poker face.
I'm pretty easy to read, guys. I'm like one of those books without words.
Wait, you can't read books without words.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you know what the pictures look like?
That's
hard.
Yeah,
but that
it's hard to read.
That's not a
it's hard to read.
Pretty easy to read. You can interpret it.
For people that don't have an imagination, it's pretty tough to read.
Hieroglyphs?
Not from like when was that?
Anubis rocking around like
2000 BC. I don't even know when that was.
Before that.
Way before?
Way before.
10 million BC.
After that.
Like 1 million BC.
After that, we're maybe like 20,000 BC.
Let my people go.
BCE.
I'm really glad that none of us graduated with history majors, because this would be kind of embarrassing right now.
No, I think it'd be great if we actually graduated with history majors.
Yeah,
we would not have jobs, and we could play PlayStation 4 for 13 hours.
Weird.
And
wow.
I bet Ace Rod is like, oh wow, maybe I should change my major then. That sounds really fun.
I wish I had no job. I'll be a history major.
This is probably a history major, like one history major listening, because, you know, not many people go for history majors because it's a terrible idea to do in the first place.
What if he's doing like a history paper on podcasts?
I don't know. That'd be ironic, right? Coincidental.
So one way to get the podcast out, I guess, is just, hey, I just happen to be listening to yours for my history stuff, and yeah, I like what you guys do.
Really?
Really.
Really?
In an era where video was commonplace, audio made a comeback in the form of the podcast.
Although, you know,
circa 2005.
History buffs do sound, like if you talk to them like at a bar or something, they do sound very smart if they know their history. It's like, wow, you know a lot.
You would hope, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, you talk to like if you're a mathematician, you can't like flaunt that at a bar. I mean, you can, but it's not as impressive, you know?
Yeah, maybe. I know the cosine of 63.
Cool, dude.
Great. Fantastic.
Let me pull up my phone's calculator, because I do, too. Boom.
It's accurate.
Got him.
Be like, hey, baby, you know what my favorite type of math is? She's like, oh, what's that? Long division. And she's like, oh, yeah, why? What's so good about long division? You see those legs? Points at her legs. Yeah, they're really long. Yeah, I'm going to divide them.
Oh,
nice. Oh, there we go. Yeah,
I couldn't tell if you were making that up as you went or if you already knew that one.
I totally made it up as I was going, because I'm not a math major and I'm not a pickup artist.
Jesse Van Ruin, professional math pickup artist.
I guess that's why always at ACW after party shows we always see you, you know, just kind of hanging out by yourself at the bar drinking like a lonely dog. Oh, sick burn, AC Riley. Sick burn again.
Yeah, I'm like the lone wolf, Baron Corbin.
Yeah, pretty much. I
guess.
I
have no friends.
You have no friends.
And
you come out to hardcore guitar.
You get me slapped by Corey Taylor.
Your arms are just stuck at your sides. It's like your elbows have been glued to your rib cage. You guys been watching that NXT behind the scenes thing?
No, actually, I just got done catching up with NXT this past week. So
you didn't watch any? What's that called?
Breaking Ground?
Yeah, you didn't watch any of that?
No, not yet.
I did.
How was it?
Pretty good.
Hey, did you see they actually added some AWA content to the network?
They added some IWA Mid-South content as well.
I think he got it mixed up. It's
no, they added
that.
Yeah, well, they added Mid-South.
They added Mid-South, and they added Smoky Mountain.
That's true. They did do that.
That's awesome.
And you plus see the original NWA WCW Saturday Night programs from the 80s.
Do you guys see Cornette's tweet on the Twitter?
No, I haven't been on Twitter.
Oh, it was great because he was saying, like, hey, WWE, you might want to watch out adding Smoky Mountain and Mid-South because people then will know what wrestling looks like.
That's kind of true.
Like, damn.
The product
sick burn.
Wait, what's up with the hand like thing?
It's a fire extinguisher. You put out the burn because you put out the fire because somebody just got some.
You know, you're not supposed
burn.
To, like, shake when you're holding that because then it's going to go.
I went to firefighter school. I think I know what I'm talking about.
He did. He did go to firefighter school.
Yeah. See? You can just make up stuff like that. Nobody ever knows. Remember we had the talk? We had this talk probably like 30 episodes ago.
Are you sure this ain't, you know, like a flashback to the guys we're in kindergarten? You guys are playing fireman?
I'm pretty sure it's not a flashback to kindergarten because actually when I was in first grade, I fell down and I hit my head. So everything before first grade, I don't remember.
Oh, we're just getting real now.
Wow.
Yeah. Just made that up too. See? Told you guys.
Oh, wow.
See?
I was going to be like, wow, our favorite lawyer in town could probably help you out with that.
No.
We are not doing that on this episode. We are not doing that. That is not happening again. Guys, I think we're getting a little off track.
That's the best part about the show, though, is getting off track.
So we just got done with some awesome interviews. Thanks to everybody that decided to come on and talk to us. ACW coming up Friday, their two-year anniversary show. It's going to be one hell of a show. You know, I don't do as much commentary as I used to anymore, but, you know.
Hey, welcome to the club.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But, you know, thanks a lot to, you know, Dylan and Josh for, like, having us come down. I mean, I can tell you one thing. I mean, I have a couple of the DVDs, and when you listen to me and you doing commentary on those DVDs, like, all of that is natural, too. It's like calling that, it feels like you're calling a real sporting event just because the atmosphere in there, the people that are in there, you know, everybody's into the show. I mean, you feel like when you're watching, you feel like when you're watching in the ring, you know, it's like a spectacle. It's like an athletic event. So, I mean, it's really cool. I'm super excited for Friday, and I guess, you know, that's just my two cents on looking forward to the show coming up.
You're more excited than Jim Nantz at a cheese factory.
Oh, my gosh. I'm excited to eat the Swiss cheese, Phil Sims. Well, let me tell you about the cheese. I can't do those impressions. I haven't practiced.
You know why they call it Swiss cheese, right?
Why?
Because there's holes in it. AC Riley, wrestler's perspective. As a wrestler, what is your favorite cheese?
I knew that was coming. I knew it was happening.
It's deep.
I know mine.
Pepper Jack. Pepper Jack's my favorite.
Wow.
That's my favorite. I like the spicy stuff, so pepper jack.
Pepper Jack is good.
Anytime I get a sandwich at Subway or anything like that, it doesn't matter what meat it is, it's always pepper jack cheese.
Wiener meat?
Wow.
You get wiener meat when you go to
Subway? I don't think you can get processed meats at Subway.
Actually, if you go to the Subway here in downtown.
Why? Have you ordered?
Have you
ordered wiener meat?
If you say the secret code, you can get wiener meat.
What's the secret code? Can I have wiener meat?
No.
You have to yell it? Or
the guy there's a guy that works there, and he has.
Go figure, you have to get wiener meat from a guy, right? Yeah.
And he has a nose ring. Yeah. And that's
got
his
septum pierced?
That's his identifier, right? Yeah. And you say, can I get some Famunda cheese on that sub? And they take you to the back, and boom, wiener meat.
You know, there's
meat.
Probably a Subway employee
6 inch or 12 long.
With a nose ring that's listening is like, how the fuck did he know that? How did he know that that was the code?
The worst part about it is there's probably, and I actually just made that entire thing up, but there is probably a Subway employee at that Subway that has a nose ring that somebody's going to walk into tomorrow and be like, can I get some Famunda cheese? And he's like, I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Oh, we don't.
It'd be kind of funny though. It's like he's been in Subway for so long. Like all of a sudden, it triggers something in his head. He's like, "Yes,
to
the back," and just like walks away.
Would you like a 6 inch or a foot long?
Yeah. Oh God!
You'll have to give me a couple minutes for the foot long. Okay.
Do you want some of the special mayonnaise?
That's getting inappropriate.
Yeah, that's just.
Oh, okay. That's the.
What's your favorite cheese, Jesse?
I like
Commentator's
cheddar.
Corner.
Really,
I like
cheddar.
I like cheddar.
You like good old American cheddar?
I'm just plain old mild cheddar.
I like Colby Jack.
Yeah, I like Colby Jack.
And
Colby
Provolone.
Jack's not too bad.
Yeah. Provolone's good, too.
Yeah, Colby Jack's Cactus Jack's cousin.
Is he really?
No, I just made that up.
He's just more cheesy.
Oh! No!
Got it again. Dude, I'm killing it this show. I might as well just apply to be Chris Jericho's co-host on his podcast because I'm killing it so hard on this that he's going to be like, I got to have, I don't know what I'm
Could
saying.
You actually handle him? Just singing all the time. Because you can't handle me singing all the time.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Welcome to Talk is Jericho.
We're talking about stuff.
Y2J, come on, man. Come on, Chris.
No!
No!
No, Nick! Rock on!
Come on, Chris. Because we're buddies and we get on a first name basis. Come on, Chris. Seriously, man. Come on, CJ. Because you give each other nicknames. Come on, man.
I don't know,
actually,
Rayman.
No, it's just Mr. Jericho to you.
It's like, Mr. Jericho. Call me Mr. Jericho.
Go get me some donuts, intern bitch.
Actually, you'd probably be like Dr. Jericho. It'd be kind of like a ripoff of, you know, Dr. Feelgood.
Probably. Yeah. That makes perfect sense. Man, what have we been doing this for? So far in the episode.
I like how we said that we were getting off track, and as a result, we just got further off the track.
Okay, so we talked about the show. We talked about cheese.
Yep.
Now it's time for Stape Tutty.
Stape Tutty. Stape study, really?
I think I actually said Stape study.
Oh, Stape at least you didn't say rape study.
I screwed up the S and the T.
Yeah, yeah, because that would have been pretty bad. Man, did you hear about that big rape scandal in the porn community that's going on right now?
Nope.
Man, that's pretty crazy. If you've been following the news with the Daily Beast, one of the bigger like male porn stars, James Dean, who's kind of like the boy next door porn star, he's being accused by like a shit ton of women. in the industry about, like, just brutally raping them.
What?
Yeah, like, outside the industry, like, in dating environment. Yeah, like, some bad shit. We're talking, like, American Psycho shit.
I gotta look this up.
All right, cool. But tape study this week, we are actually going to go back in time to this past January, Wrestle Kingdom number 9. It was Nakamura taking on Kota Ibushi. The Intercontinental title was on the line. And the reason why I'm bringing up this match, because the hot rumor right now is that WWE might be interested in signing Nakamura.
Wow.
Which they probably should.
Yeah.
Because God damn it, they need someone.
God damn it. Definitely. I'll be honest, I was half expecting that that this week's tape study was going to be the Apple Pie Indian strategy.
No, I still have not got around to watching that, and I probably should, but I'm going to wait.
Well, that was the thing, because I know last week you didn't want to hype a tape study that you've never seen, so I thought that this week you're going to be like, yep, finally watch it, that's the tape study.
No, I kind of like, I had other things to do, man. Like, I started watching Jessica Jones. I'm like 5 episodes into that. That's okay. Pretty good. I caught up on... Sleep.
There you go.
That was pretty good.
That's important.
Got my heart broke watching the Cleveland Browns. That kind of sucked, you know. Kobe's retiring.
That makes me kind of sad.
Yeah.
I was always a pretty decent Kobe fan. Oh, yeah. This guy's wiener is just all out and about right now. Didn't expect to see that, actually.
Wow.
I don't know what I expected to see, but I didn't expect to see that.
Wow, you know. What are you going to do? You're going to try to trip and fall now so you forget everything up to that point? It's like Memento. Backwards. Why is there a picture of a wiener on my cell phone? And you go backwards and try to figure out your identity.
This site is really inappropriate. I'm going to leave that one.
You just bookmarked it, didn't
you? We'll just go to CNN. Are we still doing the episode right now?
I think so.
Yeah. AC Riley, closing comments.
Sorry about that.
Just excited for Friday. It'll be a good time, and can't wait to be always a part of the ACW product.
All right, cool. Well, you know.
Sweet.
Yeah. We're going to be back next week with episode 99. Guys, we're going to do that special thing we were talking about.
We might. We gotta
Oh, did you see?
We got to talk.
Freaking Kofi and Xavier Woods did like the merge thing from Dragon Ball Z on Raw this past year.
Did they really?
They did do that.
No way.
Yes,
the dance
way.
And everything?
They fused.
Yeah.
Wow. Can those guys be any more over with the like comic book, just wrestle-loving crowd? Yeah.
Apparently not, because ratings are down.
Oops. That happened.
Wow.
Yeah. League of Nations.
Huh?
Oh, that's the new heel faction they got with Sheamus and Rusev and Wade Barrett and Alberto Del Rio.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a whole foreign heel faction.
The Legion.
I thought Alberto Del Rio was a face.
No, he's a heel.
Oh, that makes sense.
He's just a heel that's over.
Fella!
Okay, yeah, but anyhow, we're going to be back next week with episode 99, and hopefully it's going to be a good one, guys.
Yeah, hopefully it will be a good one. Actually, JK, it will be a good one. Can guarantee that. Okay? So, going to want to tune into that. I don't know what's going on, guys. I'm kind of sleepy. I woke up, you know, early from my nap to come do Grapple Talk today. Still wearing sweatpants and a sweatshirt.
Wow, you look ravishing.
Look like I'm ready to train Rocky for his next fight. So
which one? The fight with dementia?
Oh, gosh. No.
Rocky, my name is Nick.
Hey, what are you talking about, Adrian?
Nick! My name is Nick!
Adrian. Adrian, you don't look too good, honey. You want to crawl in the bed?
No!
Spoon?
My name is Nick! I have a fork, not a spoon!
Apollo! Apollo, where you at, man?
Wow.
He's dead! He got killed in the ring. My name is Nick.
The Russian?
Yes, the Russian.
I'll take that Russian out, man. Where's he at, huh?
He's dead. You killed him at the end of Rocky IV with a machine gun, Rock.
What's Rocky IV, man? I don't even know what that is.
Start movie.
Yep.
So that's like the beginning scene
opening
that you see.
Song.
Before the... Yep. It's him like playing chess and... Nursing home.
Popping pills. Like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
King
Thursday.
Me. We're playing chess, Rocky. King me.
All right. That's enough of that. AC Riley, closing comments.
I already said them.
Wow.
You were too busy looking at dicks.
AC Riley, closing comments, numero dos.
Yeah. The remix.
I got nothing. I got nothing additional.
Price is right.
Hey, did you go Black Friday shopping?
I did.
Did you really?
Yeah. You were there.
That doesn't count. Oh, no, I guess it kind of counts. Yeah, it kind of counts.
Well, if it doesn't count, then no,
You took advantage of a Black Friday deal, I guess.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Got 2K16 for $35.
Oh, I thought he was going to be like, I got some chick's number. Oof.
Like, I don't know if you want to get that on Black Friday.
How do you get that as a Black Friday deal?
There are ways.
Yeah.
Just remember, though, it's at a discount, so it's not necessarily
the
best.
You grab that last TV, she grabs it too. Be like, baby.
If
I get your digits, I'll give you this $150 TV.
Do you go Black Friday shopping?
I went like on Saturday.
So you went Saturday, Friday, Black shopping.
You went
Small
Business
Saturday
shopping?
I went the day after Black Friday. So it's kind of like the movie The Day After Tomorrow.
That's sort of like
there,
that.
It was a barren wasteland. It was a barren wasteland. There was a lot of wolves. It really sucked.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Statue of Liberty's
like
broken
half. I got Mad Max for like $10. And I got Django Unchained for like $7.
I heard Mad Max is really good.
Oh, yeah. It was actually voted by critics as the movie of the year.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Huh.
Have you seen it yet?
Nope.
You got an ugly sweater vest.
I did.
Aren't all sweater vests ugly?
It's worse when they have designs on them.
What There's polar bears design? On mine. Mm-hmm.
And buttons
are
that have
like,
nothing.
Are they doing polar bear things, or are they doing other activities?
They're dancing. They're dancing polar bears. I believe one of them has a scarf on.
Hey, what's reindeer? I already goofed up the joke, but I'm going to do it anyhow. What's Rudolph's favorite movie?
I know.
Something with red?
I'm sure I already know it, because you kind of screwed it up, but I'm not going to say it.
It's reindeer games.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Lame. Why don't you like say Prancer or Dancer?
Do you know any movies that are named Prancer?
Huh?
What?
You see, like, what's Prancer's favorite movie? Guess.
Prancer?
Yeah.
Doesn't have a favorite movie. He's dead.
Reindeer Games. See, I told you.
Son of a bitch!
I told you.
You son of a bitch!
I think we should wrap this episode. This
we probably should
one.
Do that.
Yeah. Look at Ryan's getting upset about it.
No, I'm not.
You guys. Wow. You know, go figure. We're actually having fun, and Alex is the first one to get upset about how lengthy we're
Guys, going. I need to get home and play PS4, okay? Let's wrap this up.
Hey, did you create yourself in the new WWE game?
Nope, I haven't done that yet.
You were probably the first wrestler to ever say that in history.
Yeah.
Just open up the package, pop in the disc.
I did download some people from the PlayStation Network, and there's a lot of realistic looking creations. Like there's really good.
Did you get Fry from Futurama?
No, I didn't. But I got Jason Jordan, Chad Gable. They honestly look like they were supposed to be made for the game.
Oh shit! Didn't someone actually make a mod of that and actually use Chris Hoffman's design for the tights?
They used his design for the tights. There's a Sasha Banks that looks incredibly realistic to the game and everything. So yeah.
Did you download Alex Riley and put him in a Forever Headlock?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't do that.
That's a good brand name, Forever Headlock.
Yeah. Forever Headlock.
Yeah, it's like the
how long does this headlock last? Well, it's in the name.
No, it'd be kind of like, you know, the preteen girls wrestling fashion.
Yeah, forever headlock.
Forever headlock.
Yeah,
it's like you want to put that boy on a leash, put him in a forever headlock with our new styles, like pink sweatpants that say like I don't know what they would say.
It would be terrible if like you had the silhouette of a headlock in the middle of the back end of the sweatpants.
Wiener on
big old butthole.
Wow.
AC Riley, closing comments, numeral trace.
I have nothing. I literally have nothing.
I don't think anybody's probably listening anymore. They probably turned this off by now.
They're like, click.
All right, that does it for this week on Grapple Talk. We'll catch you guys next week, right here, right now, right place, right time, right place, right plow, hubble-a-bear.
Yes,
AC Riley.
Things.
Oh, you got something to say now?
No, I'm just saying yes,
comments,
all those things.
Numero quattro.
We're done.
Wow.
Bye.
Stay classy.
Thank you for tuning in to Grapple Talk.
Excuse me.
All right?
Yeah, it's like Mr. Sacco is in my mouth.
With Nick Ragnar, AC Riley, and Jesse Von Ruden.
Are you getting a Wrestle Rager right now?
I'm getting a Wrestle. You think that's why it's called Wrestle Rager?
I think it might be.
Oh, that's weird.
I don't think it is.
You don't think so?
No. I think it has something to do with it.
No, I think it's a Rager because it's like a party, you know?
What are you doing?
I'm dancing.
Stop it.
Come on.
You don't dance. You can't dance on radio shows.
Yeah,
knock it off.
Yeah,
it off. No.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.